After a few seconds, I gasped and felt the pain of my hair being yanked up as the bitch pulled me out of the mud. I was really groggy from the pile driver, but I made panicking eye contact with Jackie across from me. The blonde cowgirl was holding Jackie up by the hair. My best friend looked barely conscious, and I could see the sick bruises on her belly, even through the mud. They must have worked her over real bad in that corner. Everyone knows the history of Jackie's belly and how the wrecking crew put her in the hospital repeatedly with deep internal bruising from belly punishment. So the bad girls target that area like a broken record. The redneck bitch was holding me up like a puppet, and I heard her count to three along with her bimbo partner. Then she hurled Jackie and I right at each other. There was nothing I could do. We collided really hard and knocked heads. I felt our breasts touch and our muddy, naked bodies squashed together. I wanted to hug her and then escape that mud ring, take a count out or a disqualification, anything to preserve our precious belts. But I was helpless, and I collapsed into the mud face up with a squish. I remember staring up at the lights in that club in Rio, and then I remember the brunette cowgirl splashing down on top of me. She hooked my left leg with her right arm, and I heard the crowd counting along with the refs in Portuguese. But just before three, I managed to get my shoulder up out of the mud, purely on instinct. But then the bell rang anyway, and I was shocked. I kicked out, but Jackie was pinned, and we lost the tag team titles. Just like in the Jessica match, I had to sit and cry as I watched my opponents celebrate. And my body was racked with uncontrollable sobs as I watched Channing hand our belts to those evil redneck cunts. It wasn't over, though. The cowgirls handed the belts back to Channing and then beat us up some more. We couldn't resist at all. It was a blur, but I remember having a lasso tied around my throat, choking me. And then one of the redneck cunts straddled my back. I heard her say, "Giddy up!" And then she started slapping my ass, making me crawl around the mud on all fours like a pony. Losing the belt was bad enough, and then we had to endure that humiliation. I had to hold up the bitch's weight on my back as I crawled, and I cringed every time I felt her hand slap against my right ass cheek. It didn't hurt physically, but the humiliation was far worse than physical pain. I was crying so hard that I could barely see, and I kept on crawling with her on my back. From a corner of my eye, I could see poor Jackie crawling around with the brunette on her back, slapping her ass too. It was hard to breathe with a lasso around my throat, and I was racked with sobs. She finally got off my back, but then stomped me real hard. My face went back into the mud, and I couldn't breathe again. My butt was sticking straight up, and I dreaded what was next. Everyone knows what the cowgirls do to babyface teams after they win. I felt a cowboy boot pressing me down into the mud. I was barely able to lift my face out to breathe a little bit, and the anticipation of the coming agony was terrible. Then I felt it, a searing, excruciating burn on my left ass cheek. I howled out like a wild animal with my face lifted out of the mud, and I remember kicking my feet in the mud from the sharp, intense anguish. The pain subsided a little, but the burn feeling remained. Then I felt another searing, intense, burning pain on my right ass cheek. And this time, it was even worse because the bitch pressed harder. She pressed so hard with the branding iron that my butt went down and my body splayed out flat in the mud. I was face down in the mud, so it muffled my screams, and the world was dark as I swished around beside myself with agony, feeling the burning on my right ass cheek. Then my hair was lifted out of the mud, and I felt my own muddy bikini bottoms being stuffed into my mouth. I tasted the mud as I was gagged with the fabric, and it was disgusting.